Welcome, everyone, back to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of the heart city of Valentine, Nebraska. Glad to be your hosts. Kim, you probably noticed that I started a new workout routine this week, doing crunches twice a day.
Well, I don't know. Is that what you were doing?
I do Captain Crunch in the morning and Nestle's Crunch in the afternoon.
Okay. Yeah, I think I had missed that. Let's talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News, everybody, shall we? Just to divert him a little bit. You know, they are your trusted source for all things agriculture. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, TSLN.com to subscribe.
The world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale activity started this past weekend with the simulcast racing. Now they've got Mother's Day races starting at 1 o'clock, a full day of live horse races, free admission to all moms, live Churchill Downs simulcast coming up this weekend. Don't miss the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert, which is May 15th, 8:30. It's Gary Allen and all the pre-events as well. And the 16th, 17th, 18th, it's Bucking Horse Extravaganza. It's the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale in Miles City, Montana.
You know, I love being old. I learn something new every day, and I forget five other things that I apparently used to know.
So that opens up more space in your brain for new things.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly what I was thinking.
There are lots of ways to ruin a date. I've jotted down a few things not to say on a date. So you might want to get this.
Oh, on a date.
On a date.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So here's something you shouldn't say. I really don't like this restaurant that much, but I wanted to use this 2-for-1 coupon before it expired. Another thing not to say on a date, I refuse to get cable. That's how they keep tabs on you.
Ooh, that's a little creepy.
Might scare somebody away.
Yep.
I used to come here all the time with my ex.
Boy, that sets a mood, doesn't it?
Don't want to be doing that.
Yeah,
one.
That's
something
that's
else.
That's a downfall.
Could you excuse me? My cat gets lonely if he doesn't hear my voice on the answering machine every hour.
Whoa. Walk
run away.
Yeah, run away. Good point. Run away.
Something else not to say on a date. I really feel that I've grown in the past few years. Used to be that I wouldn't have given someone like you a second look.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, really? Oh, my.
You could probably only handle one more of those. So
yeah, I think so.
All right. Something not to say on a date. It's been tough, but I've come to accept that most people I date just won't be as smart as I am.
So, I don't even know what to say. Yeah, I don't think he ever had a second date.
Probably not.
Ever.
What else do you have to share today?
Okay, I have some truths about life. You want to share with me?
Okay.
Okay. There is no point finishing a book you aren't enjoying. Life is too short for that. Swallow your pride and put it down for good.
I've wondered about that.
Yeah. I used to be just so freaky weird about that. And I should have read that a long time ago.
Yeah, that would have been good to know.
Now I don't have time to read, so whatever. There is no correlation between the price of a brand of batteries and how long they last. I've often wondered.
I've realized that, I think.
Yeah.
Breaking new ground only takes a small amount more effort than you're used to giving.
Good point. Life is a solo trip, but you'll have lots of visitors. Some of them are long-term and most aren't.
One of the best things that you can do for your kids is to take them on road trips. I'm not a parent, but I was once a kid.
I like that. That's good. The fewer possessions you have, the more they do for you.
That's true.
Yeah, it is true.
Einstein was wiser than he was intelligent, and he was a genius.
Did you know he only worked 4 hours a day?
Really?
Yep. Then he took the rest of the day off.
That would be good.
Yeah, I think that's a message that we should all be listening to. When you're sick of your own life, that is a good time to pick up a book.
Wishing things were different is a great way to torture yourself.
Yeah. The ability to be happy is nothing other than the ability to come to terms with how things change.
And killing time is an atrocity. It's priceless, and it never grows back.
So very true. Did you know today is Cinco de Mayo?
Really, is it?
It is. We were not paying attention.
Slipped right past me.
It did. Hey, here's some important things to remember. Devote an hour to a worthy cause and reconnect with someone that you've been too busy to spend time with for way too long.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this great radio station for more of The Good Stuff.